Welcome to This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt, where we help you win at work and succeed at life. My name is Stu McLaren, and I'm filling in for Michelle Cachette, who is away because she is finishing her battle with cancer, and she is kicking its butt, and she's going to be back here in studio before we know it. In the meantime, I am here in studio with Michael. Michael, good to have you.
Thanks, Stu. Good to see you.
Now, question right off the top, are you well rested?
You know, I am pretty well rested. I had a good night's sleep last night. I had a great night's sleep before that, and I needed it because I've gone several nights without really good sleep.
Well, that is good because we are going to be discussing sleep and rest and so much more and how it will benefit everybody in today's episode. Before we do that, I've got a piece from a blog post that you wrote that I want to share with everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so you wrote, "Our society puts a high value on achievement, but not much on rest. Experts say we need about 8 hours a night, but the national average is about 6.8. We act like sleep is a luxury or an indulgence. As a result, sacrificing sleep in the name of productivity has become routine. But the opposite is true. Cheating our sleep is like maxing out our credit cards. There's a benefit now, at least it feels like it, but the bill always comes due in the form of decreased health and mental ability." Now, I love that metaphor about the credit card. I think that people can totally relate to that. But I want to get your experience with this because you recently had an experience with your team and a product launch, and I want to discuss that with you and how this all came into play.
Yeah, so we launched this software product. It's been about a year and a half ago now, the Get Noticed theme for WordPress. And it was about a two-week period where, I mean, we were burning the candle at both ends, as my mom used to say, and we just weren't getting much sleep at all because we were trying to do this product launch. But I noticed that as we moved into this, that our judgment got impaired, that we weren't making the best decisions, that it seemed like, you know, things that would have been easy if we were well rested took a lot of energy to try to make happen when we were tired. And we got irritable with one another, and things took on a proportion that they didn't need to. We just had less grace, less tolerance. Just, we were less productive.
It's funny because having young children, you see this whole concept play out in young children. It's almost like a magnifying glass on the need for rest. You know, when they don't get rest, they get irritable, they get cranky, and they do not make great decisions either.
Well, and you can see it at a very specific time, late in the afternoon, usually as the parents are just getting home from work or one of the parents is getting home from work, you know, the kids just come unglued. And it's nothing but they're tired. And tired has a lot of negative implications for all of us. But just let me say this too. Our culture does not value rest.
I would agree with this. I have an experience with this that really rattled me, actually. I was doing a mastermind. You were there. We were in New York City in the World Trade Center.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And we were at Inc. magazine. And I remember this experience because I had a conversation with somebody at that mastermind, and they were talking about the different types of businesses. And one of the things that they were sharing was the value that they had on the entrepreneur who sacrifices everything, including their time with family, including what we're talking about today, sleep and rest, because they're just all in, you know, for this business. And that was the ideal portray of an entrepreneur. And I thought to myself,
that can't be right.
That sucks. You know, there's got to be a better way. And that's what we're really talking about here today, is that this isn't a nice to have. This is a need to have if you
Absolutely.
Really want to be your best you.
Well, and the thing about it is that when you're rested, you can accomplish more in an hour than you can in 4 hours when you're tired. So there's kind of a false economy there. But just think of the conversations that people have. And I can remember this well from corporate America. You know, how you doing? Well, I'm crazy busy. Mm. Well, how you doing? Well, I didn't get much sleep last night. But it's not said as a complaint.
It's almost like
it's bragging.
Yeah, it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, it's like, I am so important that I'm really busy, and I'm so important that I'm not getting much sleep, and I'm so committed to my work that I'm not taking time for me.
Mm.
Well, that's just stupid. I'm sorry.
That sucks.
Yeah, let's just say it for what it is. It's stupid.
Yeah, and it's amazing, though, how those conversations drive our everyday actions.
They do. So that people feel guilty for resting.
And people feel guilty because they don't because everybody else has always shared how they have a lack of sleep, and it's almost like a way to connect with people. Where
it is.
We say, "Oh man, you know, you look tired. You know, have you been working lots or been up late with the kids or what have you?" It's you never have the opposite where it's like, "Man, you look well rested," because it's almost like we. People don't want to value that is what you're essentially
That's right.
saying. Yeah.
Well, and think about when you go to the office or you connect with friends who just come off a vacation and you just notice there's just something that's different about them.
Right.
You know, if they've really taken a vacation and they've really rested, they just look more energetic. They look more healthy. They look more present than when you're tired. You know, when you get tired, you get caught up in your own world and, you know, it's just not good.
Well, I want to talk more about this because you have four specific ways that sleep helps us achieve more. And I want to talk about those specific ways here. Let's start with number one.
Okay. Let me frame this by saying that I'm all about achievement.
Hmm.
You know, I consider myself a high achiever. If you've ever taken the Strength Finders test, my number one strength is achievement. I love achieving stuff. I'm so committed to it that I'm willing to get the rest required to prepare myself to achieve more.
And that's important. This is not about sacrificing achievement
Nope.
to have more rest. This is getting more rest so you can achieve more.
That's right. This is no different than eating well, getting exercise. It just turns out that rest is one of the most important components in total health. And if you want to perform at an optimal level, you've got to be in the best health you can possibly be in, and sleep is a part of that. So, way number one is that sleep keeps us sharp. You know, there have been a lot of studies on this very thing, but you just have to think into your own experience. When you're tired, you're not sharp. It's harder to remember things. It's harder to stay focused. It's harder to stay engaged. But sleep keeps us sharp. You know, you can be working on a task late at night, not making any progress, and don't ask me how I know this, but not making any progress, and you feel like you're beating your head against the wall. And you say, you know what, and I've done this with increasing frequency as I've grown older, just said, you know what, I'm stopping now because this is going to be so much easier in the morning after I've had 8 hours of sleep.
I had an experience with this late last night. I flew in.
Yep.
And
from Toronto.
From Toronto.
Yep.
That's true. So listeners may notice a few, my shouts and abouts and all of that are a little different than Michelle's. So I flew in and I was discussing with your daughter, Megan, about some copy for a project that we're working on. And I was trying to bust out some bullets for this particular piece. And I realized I have zero creative juice right
yeah.
now. It's because it was late. I was tired and I just wasn't sharp like
That's
you
right.
were talking about. And no matter how hard I would have tried to squeeze those that creative juice out, it just was not flowing when you were tired and not well rested.
Well, it's almost like there's a certain store of creativity and focus. And when the fuel gets depleted, as it does throughout the day, the only thing you can do is refuel.
Right.
You know, you can try to grind it out, but it's very unproductive. You get frustrated, you get irritable, you think you're stupid, and you are. At that point, and all you really need is a good night's rest.
So number one way that sleep helps us achieve more is that it helps keep us sharp. What's number two?
It actually improves our ability to remember, learn, and grow. And there have been a lot of scientific tests done on this, but the bottom line is that when you're rested, you can remember. And I know a lot of people think, and maybe if you're listening to this, you think this, is that as you get older, you're just going to lose your memory. That's not true.
Hmm.
I work with almost all 30-year-olds, and when they're tired, their memories aren't any better than anybody else's. And so often this is a function of just not getting enough rest. So if you want to have better memory, more vivid memory, if you want the ability to grow and retain what you're learning, you got to get rest. Have you ever had this experience, Stu, where you're reading a book and you keep reading back over the same paragraph.
And you can't remember a darn thing.
No. And you keep, it's like, I just read that sentence and I still know what it meant. So I'm going to reread it again. You keep doing that. It usually happens late at night when you're tired.
Hmm.
Read that same content in the morning when you're rested. Totally different experience.
So it's interesting too, because not only are we able to get more done, but we become more well-rounded in the sense that we're able to do the things that we want to do better, easier, faster. Just by having that rest.
Yeah, it's really true. And one of the things, by the way, I like to do, and this is a little bit of a hack, a sleep hack, is if there's something I need to remember for the next day, I'll oftentimes stuff my brain with it at night and sleep on it. Because my mind still is active to some extent when I'm sleeping.
The subconscious.
And so it's just like stuffing the subconscious and things particularly I'm trying to memorize or things that I'm going to have to, you know, give in a video or maybe something that's it's going to be a creative process the next day. But if I can stuff my mind with the raw stuff the evening before, it's great when it can kind of incubate, you know, in the recesses of my mind.
It's like percolating and then...
That's right. The crock pot of my mind.
Okay. So we're talking today about the four specific ways sleep can help us achieve more. Number one, sleep keeps us sharp. Number two, sleep improves our ability to remember, learn, and grow. We've got two more specific ways that sleep can help you achieve more. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
If you're like most members of my audience, you're committed to winning at work and succeeding in life. But the truth is, you struggle with finding enough time to do it all. And that's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, 4 Proven Strategies for Creating More Margin for the Things That Matter Most. You can't buy Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free email newsletter. My email newsletter notifies you whenever I've posted fresh content to my blog, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date. To get your free copy of the Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week ebook, visit michaelhyatt.com and enter your name and email address into the form on the page. If you're tired of feeling like there's never enough time to get it all done, don't miss your chance to discover how to reclaim the margin you deserve. Sign up at michaelhyatt.com.
Welcome back. Today, we are talking about how to achieve more by sleeping more. And so far, we've discussed 2 specific ways sleep can help us achieve more. And we talked about those. Number one, sleep keeps us sharp. Number two, sleep improves our ability to remember, learn, and grow. But we still got 2 more. I'm going to hand it over to you, Michael. What's number 3?
Number 3 is that sleep refreshes our emotional state. Now, we talked about this in the context of kids and how irritable they get late in the day, but it happens to us as adults. We oftentimes have better control, but we still get discouraged at the end of the day. Even last night, you talked about your experience last night, but we're in the middle of a launch right now, and I was confused by the results we were getting yesterday. I didn't know where we were. Were we succeeding? Were we failing? Were we somewhere in between? And so I said to Gail last night, and this is probably about 9 o'clock when we usually start getting ready for bed. I said to her, you know, I said, I'm really discouraged tonight. And by the way, it's not the first time we've had this conversation. And she said to me, as she often does, she says, you're not discouraged. You're just tired.
Wow.
And she said, it's going to be all better tomorrow. You just need to get away from the computer, you know, put the computer down. Come to bed. It'll all be good.
We all need Gail, the voice of reason. You know,
the voice of reason.
Every night before we go to bed, we just need to plug in a question, and then Gail would spit back the voice of reason to us.
but you know, it's like we're talking about mentally. I mean, you have a certain amount of mental energy that you can apply through the day, and when that gets exhausted, it gets exhausted, and then you're really it's like trying to run an engine without adequate oil. It's just, you know, metal on metal, and you grind, and you don't accomplish much. Same thing emotionally happens.
And I find too, we go to the worst case scenario much quicker than we ever would if we were well rested. And we've got, you know, our sense of being about us, you know, and we got rationale that's there. But when we're emotionally drained and we're tired, we go to worst case scenario fast.
Like even last night. I mean, I hate to admit this, but this is a true confession. So last night I'm thinking about this launch and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we're not going to achieve what we meant or intended to achieve. And in the back of my mind, it's like, the whole business is in the dumper, you know, and this is the end, and, you know.
Oh my, what am I going to do? Yeah, totally.
I wouldn't make a very good homeless person. I mean, it's like all this impending doom. And it's just there in the recesses of my mind. But those things are never there in the daytime.
I just want to affirm for you. You would make a great homeless person. You're very resourceful. You would find a way.
I never have the opportunity.
But it's true, though. We do go to that worst case scenario very quickly because our emotional state is depleted. And I find it's very difficult to be rational when we don't have those emotional reserves.
It is, because I think, especially for entrepreneurs, especially for leaders, one of the things that we struggle with a lot, and I've talked to thousands of entrepreneurs and thousands of leaders about this, one of the things that we struggle with a lot is fear. Very few will admit it, But when they get together and you give them a safe environment, that's what they say they struggle with. You
totally.
Know, it's in the middle of the night. It's that fear that this project isn't going to work and it's going to cascade into the rest of their business. And, you know, it gets, like you said, irrational.
Family's in jeopardy at that point.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, probably 70, 80% of that just goes away when you get adequate sleep.
Hmm.
You know, you still have to contend with it a little bit, but you have the resources to manage it. And I guess that's what I'm the most concerned about is that when we live these kind of sleep-deprived lives, not taking the time to get adequate rest, we don't have the resources we need to be able to handle the challenges, just the normal challenges that come our way,
right.
Let alone some of the bigger challenges that we're going to face if we're really out to create a big impact on the world.
And I also want to talk about the ripple effect of this, because acknowledging your own emotional state or even acknowledging it for a loved one or spouse in terms of where they're depleted, like Gail did with you
yes.
last night, can be tremendously beneficial. Because if you don't acknowledge that you are lacking that sleep and you're emotionally drained, you can and will be short with people that you love.
Yep.
And that can have a ripple effect. You know, like I think even with parenting, it can have an impact there when you're not getting sleep. And then you're more irritable with your kids, and that has a ripple effect on them because they react according to how you react, and it can
so true.
It can cascade downward from there.
Well, and I think one of the greatest gifts you can give your spouse is to be alert to how rested they are. And I have to confess, I did not do a very good job of this as a young father. You know, I was very much concerned about my career, and I was trying to support five kids, and I had to be the breadwinner, and I needed my you know, good night's sleep. And I didn't do a very good job of monitoring Gail's rest, and I was letting her be the one. I mean, I'm not proud of this. I was letting her be the one that got up with the kids when they got up, and it was like always somebody in the middle of the night. And I think if I had to do that over again, I would have been more sensitive to her restfulness or lack of it. And ensure that, you know, some nights she got a great night's rest, some nights I did, but we traded that off so that we both got adequate rest.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm in that season of life right now with two young kids, and I can totally relate to how important that is for both sides, you know, to be well rested, because it can be a challenge raising young kids because they are up in the night and you do need to be there for them, but you still gotta get your rest as we're talking about here today.
I think Gail and I figured up one time that we went more than 15 years without sleeping all the way through the night.
Wow, that's insane. Well, yeah, I don't know how you did that, and I don't know how a lot of parents do it. You
know? I don't know how they do it either.
It's amazing.
Yep.
So high five to all the parents out there. If you're one of them, we are acknowledging you right now, and we're talking about sleep and the importance of it and ways it's going to help us achieve more. We've talked number one, sleep keeps us sharp. Number two, sleep improves our ability to remember, learn, and grow. Number three, sleep refreshes our emotional state. And what is number four?
Number four is that sleep revitalizes our bodies.
Hmm.
You know, we just physiologically need to sleep. If you've ever done any kind of strength training or even endurance running, you've got to have that recovery time where your body can repair itself. And sleep has been directly related to heart disease, heart attacks, deficits in our immune system, all kinds of diseases.
Like lack of sleep is...
Lack of sleep.
Yep.
Yeah. Lack of sleep can produce all that. You know, one of the best things you can do, and I learned this from my cardiologist, one of the best things you can do for your heart, you often hear, well, it's your diet. You often hear it's exercise. And those are important, no question about it.
Yep.
But the single most important thing you can do is get adequate rest.
Hmm.
Because there's a direct correlation between whether or not you're rested and whether or not you're going to experience some kind of coronary incident later in life.
And that's a big lesson, again, for those of us who love our work or are consumed by our work. It's important to break from that, give your body the rest that it needs so that you can achieve more and accomplish more.
Yeah, and even if you have to go through those periods where maybe there's a time that you're going to give up sleep because you've got a launch or a big project or something, you've got to get on the other side of that and compensate for that by getting more rest and catching back up. This can't be a constant lifestyle. And I remember when I was at Thomas Nelson, I published a book by a lady. This is hard to believe. This, I think, was back in the 80s, who advocated getting by on 4 hours sleep a night.
Wow.
So she had discovered the magic cure to productivity, which was less sleep. She was just going to actually work more hours than everybody else. So she had trained herself, and I don't really believe it, but she had trained herself, she said, to exist on 4 hours sleep a night.
Sounds great in theory.
It does. And maybe you can do that for a short period of time, but it's not sustainable. Something is going to break down. Mm-hmm. Sleep is vital to your overall health.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm always amazed at people in professions like a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, and so forth, who work shifts, and yeah, their shifts change. I don't know how they regulate themselves as far as sleep goes. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, there was this crazy statistic I had in one of my blog posts. Let me see if I can find this here. But it was the idea that people who get, I can't remember what the number was, but it was less sleep than they should over a consistent period of time. It might have been as little as 6 hours of sleep. Let me just see if I can find this because it's worth quoting. Yep, here we go. Okay, in one study, subjects going on 6 hours of sleep a night for 2 weeks, get this, functioned at the same level of impairment as someone legally drunk.
Wow, that's insane.
So,
and it's only after 2 weeks.
Only after 2 weeks of 6 hours a night. So that study went on to say those who got 8 hours had no impairment at all.
Hmm.
So the difference between 6 and 8 may not seem like that much, very significant in terms of your mental health, emotional health, and ability to be productive.
Wow. Well, this is creating a case for us to get more sleep and therefore achieve more.
And we're giving you permission right here on this show,
yeah,
to get more sleep. You go tell your spouse, we got to work together, we got to get more sleep.
And I do want to note that this is something you are very intentional about. I even know with your napping, that's a very intentional thing that you do throughout the day. Talk to us quickly about that, because that's something that you schedule.
Yeah, I think we've actually done a podcast on this. I can't remember now. We've done so many. But yeah, I am vigorous about taking a nap every day.
Hmm.
And I have been for a long, long time. Even when
a long, long nap. Just
no, that's right. That too. No, not really. I used to be able to sleep like on a Sunday afternoon for a couple of hours. I can't sleep more than 20 minutes at a time now. Hmm. Well, I mean, in the daytime. Not I sleep great, but for in the day, about 20 minutes. But what I do is I typically eat lunch and then I go take a nap. And even back when I was in college and I was working in a job during the daytime, I would go take my lunch break. And I went to a part of the building where nobody would bother me, and I would eat my lunch. They gave me a full hour for my lunch break. And then I would go to sleep, and I'd sleep for 20 minutes or so, and I would awake totally refreshed. So now my typical practice is I work downtown about 3 blocks from my house. I walk home for lunch. I eat lunch. I lay down for 15 or 20 minutes. I don't have to set a timer. Some people do. I don't have to set a timer, but that ensures that I don't get into that deep, dysfunctional sleep. You know what I'm talking about?
When you wake up super groggy and it takes you like an hour to get back into the swing of things.
You don't want to do that. And that's why all the experts are agreed that a 20, no more than 30 minute nap is optimal if you really want to function later in the day.
Yeah.
So I'll take 20 minutes and then I get up and I have a cup of coffee and it's like I get total rebound. You know, it's like I begin my second day. You know,
right.
Fully energized.
Amazing. So let's recap the 4 ways that sleep helps us achieve more. Number one, sleep keeps us sharp. Number two, sleep improves our ability to remember, learn, and grow. Number three, sleep refreshes our emotional state. And number four, sleep revitalizes our bodies. So as we wrap up this episode, can you share a few practical tips for us on how we can get more sleep?
Yeah, you know, I find that when I talk to people about sleep, a lot of people struggle with sleep. You know, they have a hard time sleeping more. It's like they want to.
Mm.
You know, some people can't because they've got a lot of other things going on in their life. But there are a lot of people that would like to sleep more, but they just can't. So this is kind of a checklist of things that I do. And we probably ought to do a podcast at some point on my evening routine. We've done one on my morning routine. But one simple one is exercise every day. I promise you, if you exercise every day, you'll sleep better.
So when you are exercising, Are you doing strength training every day? What does exercise mean to you every day?
Well, for me, it means strength training 3 days a week and cardio 3 days a week. And I do it for an hour, you know, because I've got an hour to do it. I realize that not everybody in every season of life can devote an hour a day to it.
Yep.
But if you can get, you know, 3 to 4 days a week and at least 30 minutes a day, that's kind of the minimum effective dose, I think you'd be good. And it'll improve the quality of your sleep. So exercise, just getting yourself worn out.
Yep.
Like again, think back to kids. When the kids play outside all day and they've been active and running around, they come in and they conk out.
Well, one of my dear friends, you know him, Braden.
Yeah.
Braden Douglas. He has a son, Rylan, who is just a ball of energy. This little guy has just got so much energy. They didn't know how to contain him. And what they ended up doing was they would take him to gymnastics an hour before he would go to bed. And that little guy would wear himself out. And then by that time, he was all ready to go to sleep. And that was how they were able to get him to sleep, was because they would just wear him out with exercise in the form of gymnastics. And it worked.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, there's a lot of these physical things that if we'll just do, will help us sleep better. You know, don't drink coffee too late in the afternoon. Don't eat chocolate too late in the afternoon. But just kind of prepare your body for sleep. You know, common sense. But one simple thing is exercise every day.
Okay, so any other tips?
Yeah. Another one is unplug an hour before bed. So this constant focus on the screens in our life, and the screens are everywhere. And as we're recording this, we're, you know, almost on the eve of the Apple Watch being released. And, you know, I'm not saying that's bad. You know, I'll probably end up buying one, although I haven't ordered one yet. But the constant intrusion of all these screens in our life and just the blue light that comes from them can keep us awake. So, you know, I use an application on my Mac that's called Flux.
Hmm.
And what it does is it, over time at night with the sunset, it pegs itself to the sunset, it begins to dial down the blue emissions from my screen.
Wow.
So it simulates. You're not familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's very cool. My daughter Madeline got me on this. And so it makes sure that that doesn't keep you awake. Now, even better yet is just remove yourself from the screens.
Right.
You know, if you're going to use a screen, use something like a Kindle that's not the backlit screen.
Yeah.
Because this will keep you awake and will disrupt your sleep.
You know, another thing along with that is that I found I used to read on my iPad before I went to bed. And that would disrupt my sleep because it's that blue backlit screen again. And I just couldn't do it. So I ended up now, I have to go to, I read a book. I have stacks of books beside my bed now because the screen was, it was preventing me from being able to fall asleep.
Yeah, I do the same thing on a Kindle. It doesn't bother me like the iPad does, but I won't use the iPad for that reason.
Yeah.
And another tip I would just say is start with the big priorities in the beginning of the day.
Yep.
So you're not rushing right up to the end of the day trying to finish your work. You know, you just need a gradual wind down so that what you're doing late in the evening is taking less energy, less mental focus, less emotional resources.
Very, very cool. So today we have been talking about the importance of sleep and how it can help you achieve more. Michael gave some great tips at the end there. Exercise every day, unplug an hour before bed, and start with the big priorities so you can stop on time. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can get the full show notes and transcript at michaelhyatt.com. And if you prefer to watch rather than listen, well, you can do that too over at michaelhyatt.com. The full video has been posted there. And can you do us a favor? Go over to iTunes and rate the podcast. Doing so is just going to help us get in front of more people. And we really want to help people succeed at both work and at life. And so if you can rate the podcast, that would be greatly helpful. Michael, as we wind up today, any final thoughts?
I just would say again, sleep's more important than you think.
Mm.
And just test me on this. Just try it.
Take pride in getting sleep.
Yeah, do it. And don't be one of these people that brags about how busy you are and how little sleep you're getting. Mm. And I think, you know, to begin to have this conversation with your friends so you can create kind of a culture around you that values sleep, and be supportive of your spouse in getting more sleep. It'll make a difference in your productivity. It'll make a difference in what you're trying to accomplish in the world.
Well, I got to wrap up this episode. I'm feeling kind of sleepy myself. I want to thank you for joining us today. Until next time, remember, your life, your one and only life, is a gift. Now go make it count.